producing, but I'm not producing as many pots as I used to 5 years ago. I just turned 90, and I'm older, I'm slowing down, and I can't work in the pottery as long as I used to work for a full day's production. Now I work about 3 hours in the morning, and then I work a couple hours in the afternoon. So my production is slowing down, but the way I work is exactly the same.
Artist Open House is a place where creative people talk about their work in their own words. Not just what they do, but why, what inspires them to continue, and who may have influenced them along the way. I'm Jay Anderson. For most of the month of June, the Grand Marais Art Colony will host an exhibit of work by master potter Warren McKenzie. Thrown in his Stillwater studio, Warren's pots are bought, sold, and treasured throughout the world. After returning from the Second World War, he pursued his art through the GI Bill. He wanted to continue his studies as a painter, but there was no room for him in classes at the Chicago Institute of Art. So, in order to stay in the program, he switched to pottery. That decision, natural talent, and serendipity soon put he and his new wife in England at the pottery of Bernard Leach, author of A Potter's Book, which to this day remains the standard guide to the art form.
We were involved with the Leach pottery, and every pot in the Leach pottery was a functional pot. The attitude was something Bernard had acquired in Japan, where most potters were making pots that were used in people's homes, and they were pots that were made quickly and easily. They could be sold at a low price, and every person in Japan probably ate off of handmade pots because they were available, they were cheap, and they were made by the person just around the corner from them, probably. And so we decided we wanted to run our pottery on that same basis and make pots which could be made quickly and could be sold inexpensively. And we did that. And to tell you the truth, I'm still convinced that that is the way if you want to be a potter and you don't worry about being an artist, that's the way to work. When we started out, we sold all of our pots through the studio. We had a little shed near the workshop, and we just put the pots in there, and people would come, and if they found something they wanted, they'd leave the money in a basket or a check or whatever. And then that way we were able to sell pots very cheaply because we got the entire cost of the pot for ourselves. Unfortunately, this concept was destroyed. As I became more well-known, a group of people found that they could go into our showroom, and it was an unattended showroom. We asked that people buy only two pots per family per firing. We felt that that would spread it out so more people could own them. Since it was an unattended showroom, these people found that they could buy as many pots as they wanted, take them away, and 2 days later, they would appear on the internet for sale at a much higher price. And so, unfortunately, I had to close the showroom, and all my work now is sold through galleries. And even more unfortunately, the galleries who buy my work outright, they do not just take a standard commercial markup on the price of my pots. They get as much as they possibly can for them. So we're right back in the same situation where the pots are sold for, well, what I think is exorbitant prices, and I can't do anything about it.
Though he often creates dozens of pots a day, Warren is never burdened by the tedium of repetition. There's always another new way to create a pot, a subtlety of form or a different shape waiting within the clay to be discovered.
I had started to do something which we never did at the Leach Pottery, and that was to alter the round circle that the potter's wheel gives you. If you make a pot on the potter's wheel, it obviously ends up round. And I had seen some pots which were rectangular or triangular or whatever, and I found that you can just put your fingers in the wet pot and stretch it, and you have a square bowl or a triangular bowl or whatever shape you want to make it. The reason I got most intrigued with that concentration on the form of the pot was that originally, of course, we'd been making round pots on a wheel, and I'm not a decorator, but my first wife was a decorator. Her painting style had translated into decoration on pottery very well. My painting style, which was hard-edged lines and geometric forms, that didn't translate into decoration on a soft, fluid pottery form. And so I got in the habit, if I made a pot on the wheel and I didn't really think it came up to standard, I'd give it to my wife. I'd say, do you think you can do something with this? And she'd take a look at it, pick up a brush with a little iron oxide in it, and she'd start to draw on the surface of the pot, and she could enhance the form of the pot just by what she put on with decoration. And that's what I think good decoration is. And when she died, I was faced with, what do I do now? I'm no good as a decorator, and the only thing I could do was concentrate much more on the form of the pots and looking for varieties of form and a richness of form which would make the pot complete even without surface decoration. As you're working on the wheel, you pick and choose the time when you stop shaping that clay, when you think it's absolutely right. And over the years, I have found that because of my experience and my change of what I've seen and what I've tried to do and so on, I'm not satisfied with the forms that I was doing 20 years ago. And you change them very subtly. You don't change them just to be different, but since you're a different person, you make a different decision about when the pot is finished. Whether that's a good decision or not, I have no choice. It's the way I'm thinking at that moment that I think this is a better form than the one that I saved 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Master Potter Warren McKenzie. For Artist Open House, I'm Jay Anderson. Artist Open House is a production of WTIP News with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.